Here we go. So welcome to Burge's Power Hour. It's not Burge's Power Hour anymore. It's all of our Power Hour. It's our conscious leaders Power Hour. It's our Power Hour of just once a month, third Wednesday of every month, we all get together and just have a topic that we experience together and have a communication about and just kind of share what it means to us and keep us focused on purpose, on track, perhaps answer questions, get some clarity. And in our, like I said, in our Conscious Leadership Academy calls on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, those we go a little deeper into certain topics and things that we play with each week. And all of that is on essenceofbeing.com. You can go and check it out. You can also check it out and just register. I'll put it in the chat for the next call, which is Tuesday nights. So I'm going to get all that out of the way before I introduce our beautiful guest coming on. But I'll put that in the chat, but it's essenceofbeing.com/CLA preview, which stands for Conscious Leadership Academy. Okay. And then if you're not a member of the Academy, that's okay. You just come on and play with us. Bob's a member. Michael Sue's a member. Lorraine's a member. I don't see, I think Patrice is. I'm not sure which Patrice it is. There's people on here. I'm not sure who all they are. Hi, Patrice. You're a different Patrice. You're a different one. So anywho, without further ado, you're on here not to listen to me yak along, but I just wanted to give you all of that information to start with. And let me, it's my privilege to introduce one of our longtime members of Essence of Being and in the Academy that we have had. And let me just tell you a little bit about her, and she's going to lead us in a lot of cool things tonight about our boundaries. So I feel like maybe after the election, maybe some things have, maybe have come up for people. I don't know. There's like things going on, intensity. So yeah, and we had a lot of people on our Shamanasta calls that we have also on third Saturday of every month because people wanted some esoteric answers about what happened. Just getting people aligned and being neutral about things. But all right, I'll shut up. Dr. Michael Sue, I get to say that now. She
That's
is
good.
a recovery she's a recovery coach, a mental health and spiritual counselor. She's an ordained minister, speaker, and author. She's an expert speaker and consultant in the field of trauma recovery, and she has dual masters. Because she does this thing, she loves to study on mental health and substance abuse counseling and criminal justice, of all things. She just got her PhD in criminal justice. And what she does is she works with people through trauma recovery on a mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual level. She provides training and education about boundaries, which is tonight, and recovery and the 12 steps, domestic violence awareness in the community and the correctional world. But the also the cool thing she does is she educates middle and high school students on the signs and symptoms of and the consequences of domestic violence and those kind of things. So she's out there doing her thing, man, and we are just so delighted, and I am so honored to have her come in and play with us tonight and experience some, give you some tools to work with and some experiences. So without further ado, here's Michael Sue.
Thank you, Birch.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
everybody. As you know, I'm Michael Sue. I won't say what I normally say. I'm thinking I'm in a 7 o'clock meeting. I'm not. Anyway, there's more to that title sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you tonight about boundaries, understanding boundaries. Does anybody know what a boundary is? All right, now this is interactive here. Y'all can raise your hand, holler out. Anybody? Bobby, after all these years, you don't know what a boundary is? A gift. Kevin, I like that answer. Thank you. I am going to add that to my spiel when I do that. Awesome. Well, as Birch said, the election's over with. The holidays are coming up, and I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of boundary setting and maintaining going on. And so I'm going to give you some tools tonight to teach you how to do that and help you get through this holiday season and the rest of life, because they're really important. Boundaries are absolutely essential. So a boundary helps me separate what's mine and what's yours. So I want you to keep your stuff and I'm going to keep my stuff. And every once in a while, we're going to share it. But that's what a boundary is. And it's about taking responsibility for my feelings and my thoughts and my actions. And while I'm doing this, I'm keeping your respect of your boundaries. Hopefully, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But I'm not taking on your responsibility. I'm gonna let you do that. And they're essential in maintaining healthy relationships. Without them, we don't have healthy relationships. Ask my three ex-husbands. Well, two are dead, but the other one that's still alive. I didn't have any healthy boundaries. I didn't know what they were. And all of a sudden, I was in this group and a 12-step group, and I started to learn what boundaries were. And I was taught that boundaries are bridges. It was written in a book somewhere. Boundaries are bridges. And I had no idea. They're not brick walls. I had huge brick walls with moats around them, with nasty alligators, and they were waiting to eat you up. And when I put up those walls, you were done. I was finished with you for life. And that's not what a boundary is today for me, at least today. Now, I have times when I slip. So, don't think I'm a perfectionist at this or perfect at this. So anyway, anybody else have any walls that they put up when they're confronted with boundaries? Sue TK's shaking her head. Oh, Bob's laughing. My silence is both a gift and a boundary. You're right, Kevin. You're right. It definitely can be. And sometimes I have to keep my mouth shut. And that is not an easy task, as some of the people on here can tell you that know me well. So what I have today is I have bridges. And my bridge has a white gate, white picket fence. It's a gate. And I can open it and I can close it. But it's only about waist high. And that way I can see you, you can see me. But I can choose to open that gate and let you in or leave you on the other side. And so today I know I have choices. And having healthy boundaries, maintaining those healthy boundaries is a choice today. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful that I learned that. And when I'm setting my healthy boundaries, I'm showing you that I respect myself. Not only are you supposed to respect me, but I'm respecting me. And that shows you how to teach, how to treat me. They're a framework. And I used to say yes at every turn. It didn't matter what came up, what you wanted me to do, what you wanted me to think or feel. I always said yes. Because I didn't know I had a choice and I didn't know I had that right and that freedom to say no. Anybody else feel guilty when they say no? I had a horrible guilt. Maybe it's because I'm Jewish. That was part of being raised in a Jewish home. We were taught Jewish women are to be guilty. We don't say no and we're guilty if we do. So that was one of the big things for me. And I learned that I don't have to justify, argue, defend, or explain. I don't have to justify, argue, defend, or explain. Jade. Okay, real simple. Remember that green stone. And so I don't justify why I'm telling you no or why I'm setting this boundary. I don't argue with you about it. No is a complete sentence. If you don't hear anything else from me tonight, no is a complete sentence. You don't have to add anything else to it, and that's why Jade is so important. So I don't have to justify why I'm telling you no, or why I'm setting this boundary, or why I'm not going to be around you if that's what I have to choose. I'm not going to argue about it. It's a complete sentence. I don't have to say anything else. I don't have to defend it. It's none of your business why I'm saying no. It's my business. And it's to protect me most of the time. And I don't have to explain it. So remember those two things. No is a complete sentence in Jade. And when I use my boundaries, I'm standing firm in them and I'm doing it with confidence. I'm showing you that I have self-respect and I have self-esteem. And let me tell you, that is really an amazing feat because I never had self-confidence. I never had self-esteem. I wasn't worthy of anything. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know what I wanted in life. If you said, "How do you feel?" I don't know, how do you feel? If you were happy, I was happy. If you were sad, I was sad. And what are you sad about? Oh, I'm going to take that on too. So everything from everybody else was my responsibility, and I've learned today that it's none of my it's not my responsibility. It's none of my darn business. So, and I just cleaned that one up. Y'all be proud of me. And I want to remember what Maya Angelou said: we teach people how to treat us. If we're not setting and keeping boundaries, we're teaching people that, everybody else around us, they don't have to treat us well. They don't have to respect my boundaries. They don't have to do anything that I want them to do. Now, I know that I can't control anybody else. Bobby, go ahead, honey. Unmute yourself.
Maya Angelou also said, when people show you who they are, believe them. And that may be grounds for setting a boundary.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And if y'all have something to say, please open your mics up and say it. You don't need me to comment or, call on you or anything. Because this is supposed to be, this is for you. This is not for me. I know these things. Your boundary has meaning and value. Yes. Thank you, Kevin. Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we show people that, and no is an acknowledgement of your self-worth. Yes. Absolutely. I have to teach people how to treat me because you don't know unless I tell you. You're not a mind reader. So if I don't tell you what I need and what I want and what I feel, you don't have any idea. And by setting my boundaries and letting you know this is what I want, this is how I feel, this is what I need, then I'm telling you what I want from you, how I want you to treat me. And I treat others the same way I want to be treated. So that's real important. I don't want to treat somebody badly because I don't want them to treat me badly. So when I'm setting a boundary, I'm saying what I mean. I'm meaning what I say, and I'm not saying it mean most of the time. I do have problems with that. In fact, let me share, I want to share a story with you that happened this evening. And it almost threw me for such a loop that I almost didn't get on the call. I mean, it was that bad. Oh yeah, it was bad. That little puppy that you saw getting up in my lap, that little 5.9 pound Yorkie, that's Hope. That's the therapy dog for when I do therapy. And Hope does therapy through the computer or in person. And somebody came to my house. They've been getting mail here, and they had a package that came, and they came to pick up that package in the mail, and they let Hope out. They didn't pay attention enough to close the gate. They knew she was there. They didn't pay attention enough when they closed the gate that she was not inside the gate. And I'm in the kitchen and I hear her barking like crazy. What in the hell is she barking about? And I ran outside and Hope's not anywhere to be seen. And Hope's out in the front yard with my neighbor. How did she get here, Kristen? Oh, I saw somebody pulling out of the driveway. She said Hope was sitting there real nice and pretty. Until she saw me and she came right to me. Thank goodness. I live on a street in a fairly quiet neighborhood, but we have people that zoom up and down this street because we've had a lot of construction going on from the tornado and different things that have happened, hurricanes and stuff. And Hope does not know about the street. Hope thinks that if she sees you across the street, she wants to come see you. She wants to say hi to you. She's my child. She's a huge part of my life. She is my life. And I called him. I sent him a text first. You let Hope out. And then I called and I said, you let her out. No. I said, yeah. And I explained it. And before I could say anything else, like have your mail changed to someplace effing else, I didn't say it. And I got off the phone. And that was setting a boundary with myself. I didn't need to go there. I was angry. I was hurt. I was upset. And I needed to keep my mouth shut. Now, for those of you that know me, you know that that was really difficult. And normally I would have just gone off freaking deep end and I would have lost it. But I didn't. And I came back in and I sat down and I did what I needed to do. And the urge to text him, find someplace else to send your mail, is still sitting, waiting. I haven't done it yet. And so that's a really big boundary for me. Because had I done that, guess what would have happened? It probably would have ruined the relationship. We've been friends for a long time. He actually lived with me for a long when he didn't have a place to live. We're both in recovery. And I happen to love this person. And I know he didn't do it on purpose. He just wasn't paying attention. It could have been deadly, but it wasn't. And so I set that boundary and I didn't do it. So there's an example for you about detaching with love, about building that bridge. He's on the other side of the gate right now. I'm not ready to let him in. I'll have to think about it. I'm gonna have to pray on this one. And I said what I meant. I meant what I said, and I didn't say it mean. And I don't have to go and make an amends. Thank you for that one, because I've always had to make amends in the past because I didn't uphold my boundaries and I let my mouth go. I didn't do it that time. I want to tell you about the first time I ever set a boundary with, I ever detached with love. I was living in the house with my ex-husband. And I was on one end of the house and he was on the other end of the house and I was on his end of the house doing laundry. And I went in to say goodnight and he was drunk on the bathroom floor for a change. And I went in to say goodnight and I said, "Do you need anything?" And he said, "Yeah, a blanket." And I said, "Okay." And I brought the blanket in and I said, "Do you want me to cover you?" And he said, "No." And I opened my arms and I let that damn thing drop on the floor and I hauled butt out of there. I mean, I was running across to the other side of the house. I happened to be in a 12-step program. I called my sponsor from that program and I said, "I did it, I did it, I did it." And she said, "What did you did?" And I said, "I dropped that blanket. I didn't cover him. I said that I detached with love. It was the first time I had ever done it. And I was so proud of myself." She wasn't so proud. She said, "Duh, you're so slow." So anyway, it takes me a little time sometimes. But I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I have to find a balance though. And that balance is really essential. I can't be a doormat. I can't be controlled. Just like I don't want you to be a doormat and I don't want to control you. I can't do that. A lot of times I have to say the serenity prayer. You know, God, give me the courage to say what I need to say, to know what I need, to know what's going on, to know what's mine, and to let you have what's yours. And that's what boundaries are. Letting you have what's yours, what you're responsible for. If we're in business together and it's your job to take care of writing the checks every month, which, okay, most people don't write checks any month, but you get the idea of it, the gist of it. So you're in charge of writing the checks every month. And I get a notice in the mail and you haven't written the checks. I'm going to go to you and I'm going to ask you why you haven't written those checks. Now, if it's something that I can slide with and I don't have to take over your responsibility, I'm going to do that. I may have to get somebody else to do that job. So I may have to detach from you that way. Not always easy. You know, we work in business with each other and we have to protect, you know, we have to protect ourselves, but we have to also be able to be amicable with each other and work together. Hence the boundaries. To maintain my boundaries, you know, I have to let you know what my boundary is. Just like with this guy tonight, my boundary is you have to be mindful. The next time you come here to pick up your mail, you need to be mindful. You need to know exactly where Hope is. And if Hope is outside, you need to make sure that she's inside the gate. If not, you're going to have to find a new place to get your mail. I love you, but that's just the way it is. And so I can tell people that I love them. I can tell them that this is just the way it is. And I know that the things are kind of hairy right now. We've had the elections. Not everybody thinks the way I do. I don't think the way everybody else does. And it's really important. I'm having to keep boundaries there. I'm having to watch what I say and what I don't say. And that's pretty important. I've never been one to really be able to do that. If it hit my head and it just slipped right off my tongue, just out. It was like a slide. And I didn't pay attention to that. Today I pay attention to that. So, and I'm setting boundaries with myself. I'm not watching a lot of politics on TV. In fact, I have discovered America's Got Talent. I had to think about it. I was thinking Dancing with Stars, but that's not it. America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent. And I watched it the other night, and it was all about comedians that came on, and I laughed so hard, and I had been so nervous and so upset about things. It took my mind off of it. Took my focus off of it. And so I have to do those things to protect myself. I don't know about y'all, but I was abused as a child. I was abused in my second marriage. And I have trauma because of that. And I have to set boundaries around that. Anybody that triggers me, I can't be around them. I tell my clients, don't watch the Lifetime movie channel. There's a lot of stuff about trauma, a lot of stuff about abuse. And so I tell my clients, don't watch that stuff because it triggers you. Do things that don't trigger you. Being around people that trigger me is harmful to me. And so I have to set that boundary. And I've had to say goodbye to people that I loved. But I can't be around them anymore because they do not treat me well and they trigger me. Situation came up not long ago, 2 months ago. My mom's 91st birthday was September the 25th, and I had said, no, I'm not staying at the house. And she asked me why, and I gave her the explanation, and she says, where are you staying? I said, I'm going to stay at Bob's. And a couple of days before I left to go down, she says, where are you going to stay? And I said, I'm staying at Bob's. Well, why? And I told her why. And she says, I'll make sure that that doesn't happen. And I said, okay. And I didn't follow my gut. And my gut was screaming, you don't want to do this. This is not going to end well. You don't want to do this. And I did it anyway because she's 91. How much longer am I going to have her? She doesn't ask a whole lot. So I'm going to do this for her. Well, she set a boundary with my brother, and my brother didn't uphold the boundary. And it wasn't pretty. And everybody got upset. Now, my mother is a very active alcoholic. I'm in recovery. And it's difficult to be around that. Besides the fact that it's scary. She goes up and down the steps, and that's really, that could be dangerous. And so it just it was okay. It ended up okay, but I let my boundaries down, and I shouldn't have done that. So for the future, I'm staying. But Bob's going to Palm Springs. I don't guess I'm going to Palm Springs to stay with Bob to see my mom. Go ahead, Bert.
I wanted to ask a question for people that have family members that, like you're just talking about, being able to say no, and that you set a boundary and then they cross it. And then they set you set a boundary and then they cross it. And you set a boundary and then they cross it. Do you have, are you going to be able to give us any kind of tools about what to do, especially if it's somebody that's really important to you, like family members or things that are, people that are real close to you, and they continually cross the boundary, and how many chances do you give them? That's, people ask me that all the time, so I want to hear what you said.
That can be difficult. While I was writing my dissertation, I was getting phone calls from mom constantly, drunk phone calls. And I finally said, if it's not an emergency, do not call me. Now, how did that feel in my gut? Horrible. I agonized over it. I just didn't like doing that, but that's what I had to do. And when she didn't follow it, I let it go. Yes, for trusting and honoring myself. I let it go to voicemail when I got these phone calls. And when I was ready and I wasn't working, I would listen to them and see if it was important enough for me to call back or not. So I set that boundary and I kept that boundary. We have voicemail for a reason. We have caller ID for a reason. If I don't know who's calling me, I don't answer. I let it go to voicemail. If it's important, they'll leave me a message and I can listen to it and I can call them back if that's what I choose to do. I had a phone call yesterday and something said answer the phone, and it happened to be an important phone call and the woman was not answering. I finally said, if you don't answer my question, I'm going to hang up. Thank goodness she finally answered my question because it had to do with a lot of money that's coming in the mail to me. So I was glad I answered the call, but I was not about to answer her questions if she didn't tell me who she was and why she was calling me. All she kept saying was, I'm so and so from Wells Fargo. Sorry, lady, that doesn't cut it. I get scam calls all the time. I don't want to talk to you. And I make sure that I don't say yes when I answer that telephone call because the spammers are using that stuff. So I'm real careful about what I do. I talked about detachment with love. Sometimes I can't detach lovingly. Sometimes I just have to detach. I'm not building a wall, I'm building a bridge. And I'm leaving you on the other side of that bridge. And I'm going to watch you. I'm going to make sure that you don't cross that bridge. But that's a way of taking care of me. Like I said, sometimes I have to just change my playgrounds and my playmates. I cannot be around those people. With mother, what did I do when it got dicey? I have car keys. I have a car sitting out front. Let's go, Hope. We're going bye-byes. And we'd get in the car and go. I'll see you later, Mom. So that's how I take care of me. Now, if I'm at a party, I can choose to leave. If I'm sitting at dinner, I can go to the bathroom. Sometimes I have to go to the bathroom a lot. Dinner upset my stomach. I'm sorry, I have to go to the bathroom. I can, there are so many different ways to do this. But the most important thing is that I'm saying no when I need to say no. I'm not letting them upset me. I'm not getting upset when they start this stuff. Because when I start to get upset, then everything goes haywire. So I pay real close attention to I'm saying what I mean, meaning what I say, and not saying it mean. So I'm real careful. I do a lot of thinking before I talk now. I do a lot of thinking before I accept an invitation from somebody. If it's not comfortable to me, I'm not going. I'm very comfortable staying right here at home. I've got lots of books I can read. There's TV I can watch, whatever. I don't have to do that. And I don't have to engage. You can come at me with anything that you want to come at me with. If I don't want to engage in that, I'm not going to. Now, does it always work? No, I'm human. Sometimes people push my buttons and I react. And sometimes my reactions are not nice. They're not good. So I really try and stick to that and make sure that I'm taking care of me because I'm the most important thing right here. If I'm not taking care of me, I can't do anything to help you or take care of you or be your friend or be in your life. So I have to take care of me first. And that's really important. I want to give you guys a little bit of something to see if you can test your boundaries. Anybody have any questions so far? Did I miss anything? Do you have anything that you need to say? Burrs, you got a look on your face. What you thinking?
I always have things to say, you know that.
I know. I'm
However,
ready.
what I was going to say is, yeah, I wanted to play and see if there's something that we can identify with ourselves, any kind of triggers or boundaries or things that we can work on specifically for ourselves. So
I am ready,
you're
Freddie.
all right.
Got it going. Okay. All right. We've got elections that are just passed. We've got the holidays coming up. Anybody going to holiday parties? Gonna be around friends and family? Are you unmuted? What you got?
Well, I just had a question for you. I'm listening to all this. It's so good. And you just got your PhD. You're ready to go save the world. But how do you help people? Do they meet with you, or is it through speaking? I'm missing that from the picture, I think.
I do. I do. I'm a mental health and substance abuse therapist and a
Okay.
spiritual counselor, so people can come meet with me. Sue's going to put the.
Well,
She'll go ahead and she'll put the.
I was going to say, you're going to get an email. Excuse me. Anybody that has registered for this call, you're going to get an email with a follow-up. If you want to get in touch with Michael Sue, she's going to have a 30-minute assessment for all of you. If you want to get on with her and connect with her and find out more about what she does and how she can support that kind of thing, then you can sign up for the free 30-minute assessment but just look out for your emails too. But
Yeah.
she'll be sending those out in the next week or two.
Yeah. So those will be coming. And I'm going to have something for you at the end.
Yeah.
So stick around and I'll have something. Sue's going to put it in the chat for us. And if you want a hard copy of it, because I didn't get my VA to do it today, she's in the Philippines. And so the time difference, I'm not real good with that right now. I'm having a hard enough time with the hour difference, let alone 12 hours difference. Anyway, so I want you to think about where you're going for the holidays, what you're going to be doing. And I want you to take a moment to identify a boundary that you'd like to hold during the holidays. Might be about time. Maybe you're going shopping. And you know that when you go shopping, you just have to browse and look at everything and just take the good old time, and it takes hours and you don't need to be spending those hours. So maybe it's about time. You're going to limit yourself to, I'm going to the store. I've got this list. I'm going to the store for this and I'm going to take X amount of time. Or.
Well, do you want us to write it down or something, or just think about it?
You can write it down if you want. Just write it as a single sentence if you've got a piece of paper and a pen. If not, think about it and have that sentence in your head as to what you're gonna have your boundary about or with, who you're gonna have it with. Maybe you're gonna avoid a conversation about something. Maybe you're gonna avoid seeing somebody. So what does that look like? Anybody have an answer? Laura, you got an answer for that?
No.
Go ahead, Ellen. Laura's thinking, I think.
I'm going to carve out some me time, even if it's just 30 minutes, to keep my sanity with the family I'm with right now.
Okay. Good for you. I want to know how it works out. All right, Bob. I know you've got one. We didn't get to finish talking about it the other night. Oh, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Well, I have an update about that, but what I wrote down on my paper was leave the room when my brother decides to call my mother if we're all together at the holidays.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? First, do you have one? Since you asked the question.
Yeah, I have a boundary that keeps getting crossed with my brother smoking. So, long story short, he's had 5 heart attacks, 2 cancers, hernia, and no more stents can be put in, and he still smokes. And I don't want to watch it, don't want to see it, don't want to, but he lives with me. So it's hard for him. So that was one of my boundaries was, you can live here if you do this, but of course he keeps not doing that. And now he doesn't smoke in the house by, or anything, but I just don't want to watch it. If he wants to do that, that's his choice, no problem. But I just don't want to see it, watch it, be a part of it. And I know that'll happen because we're going to a big family function.
Okay. There's an is there an option to say this is the boundary, and if you can't follow this boundary, you'll have to leave?
If I want him on the street, yeah.
Okay. Tough decisions sometimes. And how do we do these things? Well, I have a brother that's not in good health and a mother that's not in good health, and they're both, he's using drugs, prescription drugs, but he's using. And my mother's drinking. And guess who's gonna get to get them? Me. But I'm in Tallahassee and they're in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, well, I'm in the same house, so
Yeah, that makes it tough. And they're not coming to live in my house. I've already made that clear. You've got money to buy your own damn house. You go
anyway,
live over there. But yeah, that's tough.
yeah.
And I just choose with my brother. Let me explain. My brother smokes pot. So when I was at the house, I set the boundary. You are not to do that in this house with Hope and I in here. And he violated that boundary. And I said, Hope and I are going to a hotel. And he begged me. He says, please, please, please don't do that. I promise not to. And I said, okay, I'm going to keep you at your word. But if you don't, I'm out of here. And he didn't do it again, thank God. But I meant what I said. I was out of there. I was not going to stay. And it didn't matter who it hurt or who it bothered. So maybe with setting the boundary that if he's smoking, he just has to smoke outside. He can't smoke in the house.
Well, that's
He's
a
going.
given.
Okay.
There's no,
All right.
that's a given. That's,
Okay.
but it
Just.
doesn't matter. You can smell it. I'm an ex-smoker
Yes.
and I'm the worst
Yes.
kind.
Oh, yeah. Because it stinks.
From
Yeah.
19, yeah. I
Yeah.
stopped smoking in 1989. And so it makes me nauseous. I mean, I can't, it makes me nauseous and my face gets, I get allergic to it even. And it's just real hard for me. But anyway, that's just an
I
example.
get it. No, I
I'm sure
get it.
other
And
people have other examples. Are
that's a really difficult one. I'm gonna think on that. I don't know if I'm gonna come up with the right answer there, but I'm gonna think on it. Go ahead, Ellen.
So her comment made me think about my current situation. One of my qualifiers is my younger son, and he had lived in Colorado for a couple years and was going to come for a visit. And then he found out my husband, his dad's very ill. So he packed up everything and came because he wants to spend time with his dad before he passes. Anytime I try to set, he's very codependent and very needy to the point I sometimes just can't keep my patience any longer. I can do it for days upon days and then just it's like I've had enough. Whenever I try to set a boundary, he pulls out trauma, PTSD, that I'm triggering things. And it's like, to me, seems manipulative. And he would be homeless if I just said, you're out of here. And he has no money. He has mental illness, trying to be treated with a psychiatrist, kind of not sure about the treatment. And so that's why I said I'm going to give myself, 30 minutes a day. For that person, that's about all I can ask for. And I'll probably still get a text or two in that 30 minutes. I don't know how to shake this person off my leg when they're a grown man. And so my friend told me, come to this meeting so I can maybe learn a boundary or two. But
Yeah.
any boundary I set just gets moved like it doesn't matter. And
Right.
there's just too much going on here. And so I feel taken advantage of because, yeah. Thanks for letting me vent that, and I'll listen for any suggestions.
Oh, I get it. I understand. It's very difficult, especially when they live with you and they have no place else to go. And that's It's tough love, unfortunately. Sometimes we just have to set those, we have to set that boundary and say, I'm sorry, but I can't do this. And I know that's really difficult. And it's a choice that you have to make. I know that I can't live with my brother, and he'll have to take care of himself. He'll have to find his own place to live. So, and I see that Anne has a similar situation. Wow. The best thing that I can tell y'all is to take care of yourselves. If you cannot choose to put them out, which I see that it's sometimes that's not a choice. And that's when you have to take care of you more than ever,
I put the
as
other
well as
brother
you
out.
can.
I put the other brother out. I just, this one.
What's okay? Maybe there's something we need to work on about this one. Go ahead, Bobby. You don't have to raise your hand. Just unmute and go.
So this hearing these other situations leads me to a question of how can we support other people to hold up their boundaries? And I'm reminded of the situation you, Michael Sue, helped me with several years ago. Do you remember that drunk that lived in my house for 9 days? And you came over, and Larry came over, and another fellow I knew from my group came over, and you were literally holding my hand while I said, "You are leaving my house." So I think there's, I think there's, I know that there's, the boundary is about me. But I also think there's space for, we get to help each other. We've got this saying, my strength lies in my vulnerability. Well, I think there needs to be a little vulnerability to let somebody know, hey, I'm having trouble keeping a boundary. No problem. I'll hold your hand.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And we're a family. Everybody that's in this group, I know that I've been with Burr since, well, Sue and I both, we've been with Burr since 2017, February of 2017. There, she's family to me. And Sue definitely is family. Sue is my sister. There's no doubt about it. And we're open and we're honest with each other, and we can tell each other, just I can tell Sue anything, anything. And I can go to Birch and tell her anything, and Bobby the same way, and Patrice. And I think I could probably go to most anybody in this room on this call and say, I'm having a problem. I'm really struggling and I need some help. I tried to call Sue. She's busy. She got that damn bookstore that she's taking care of that she's gonna have to set a boundary around. But that's a story for another day. But anyway, yeah, I know. But anyway, yeah, I have to have a list of people with phone numbers and sometimes addresses. I need to leave. I've got to get away. When I was at mom's, I would go next door and I would work. I would take my stuff and I would just go next door and work. Now, I got crap when I got back, but I would take myself out and go do my work. So I was taking care of myself. But that's really, really important, is to take care of yourself. Treat yourself well. Take a bubble bath. Light a candle. Get a cup of tea. Grab a book. Go sit in the bathtub with some Epsom salt and some essential oils and just kind of sit back and relax. Close the door and lock it. Turn on some music if you need to. Tune them out. Put them away in another spot and take care of you. You need help? Call me. I'm available 24/7. I'll be glad to sit and
That
discuss it.
sounds like a boundary issue to me.
Now, sometimes I have, you have to remember, I have clients that are in danger. I have one client that's, I know,
I'm
one
teasing
client
with
that's
you.
in danger. Now,
I'm teasing with you.
if I don't have time or it's not that important, I'm gonna let you know. We're gonna have to do this at another time. So
Yeah.
I can set a boundary, but if it's really serious, I
Of
have a client
course.
who's been abused. She needs me and I'm available. So when she calls at 9 o'clock at night because she's just received a summons, she's being sued for $300,000 by this guy that she kicked out of the house months ago, and now he's back. She needs me. So we do a 2 hour call. So that's part of it. All right. So now that y'all have written this down, I want you to visualize what it would be like if you set this boundary. It doesn't have to be for real. But what would it be like if you set that boundary? What would it feel like? What would it look like? What would it smell like? No is here to be heard. Thanks, Kevin. I'm here to be heard. Sorry, my glasses, I went the wrong way. I'm here to be heard. Yes. Okay. So, what would that be like to set that boundary and uphold it?
It'd be great. It'd be freedom. It'd be completion. It'd be empowering. It would be all of that. And for everyone in concerned, I pray for the highest good for all concerned anyway. And
Yes.
I'm part of that.
Yes. And sometimes we just have to really sit down and try and figure these things out. You know, what would be best? What would be best for them and what would be best for us? Am I doing him a favor by leaving, by keeping him here? Or am I hurting? Am I doing more harm than good? So, all right. Now, you wrote it down. I want you to practice it a minute. What would it be like? First, what would it be like if you could say, that's it, I'm done?
To my, you mean to my brother to say, get out? Or for this family to?
Just to set your boundary and be able to keep it. Whatever
It
that boundary is around him.
would be hard. But I mean, like I said, I've done it for with another brother, so it can be done. But
Okay.
this one is, it'd just be. It'd be hard because unfortunately, my mother, before she passed through the veil, said, take care of my boys.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
I
Oh, and she wasn't even Jewish and she did that. Yes,
have. I mean,
yes.
I'm the eldest and I've taken care of them all their life, you know. And this one's 63. He's a younger brother, another younger brother. And, you know, he's in terrible health. And it's like, what? There, I don't know. I mean, he'd be homeless, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, we're waiting to hear if my brother has early stage dementia and if
But
he.
do you have tools for us that we can
Yes.
use?
Yes. And it's pretty much what I've already told you. Not a whole lot different. Because they're really, if you're not willing to say that's it, get out, then that's kind of it. But there's some tools. Sue put them up on the screen. You know, boundaries are bridges, they're not walls. And no is a complete sentence. You don't have to justify, argue, defend, or explain. Say what you mean and mean what you say, and don't say it mean. And that's serenity prayer. For me, the serenity prayer is the biggest, that's the biggest part of my boundary setting. If I'm confronted with something. I have a son that I cannot speak with. And I have to set boundaries with him. I don't want to hear this. Sorry, I don't want to hear this. And so I have to set a boundary with him. And it hurts. It hurts terribly. But I have to do it. Now, there are times when I can talk with him, but most of the time, no. And so I have to take care of me. And like Sue put in the chat, it's because we can only control ourselves. And that's it. I have to watch the way I respond. And I have to respond and not react because reacting gets me nowhere. So when I'm thinking about it and I'm responding, then that's what helps. Now, is it going to take that person away? No. I mean, like Bersh, she's got a situation. She made a promise to her mom. Her brother is there. What do you do with them? I don't know. A shed out in the backyard and fix it up. A he shed out in the back. Maybe. The basement. Ban them to a part of the basement. I don't know. I don't know. That's a decision I can't make. Bersh has to make that decision as to what she's going to do. But as far as setting the boundary and keeping it, once you set it, you have to maintain it because if you don't, they're going to cross it and then they're not respecting you. So I have to respect me enough to set that boundary and maintain it. And if they don't maintain it, then I have to make a choice. What is it that I want to do? And sometimes the choices are really difficult, really difficult. And I know that the next time I go down, I'm not staying with mom. Does that hurt? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going. That's pretty much it. I'm not going. I'm a chicken shit and I'm not going. So, but there are times, I know that there's going to be a time when I have to go, but I'm going to have to protect myself. And that's really tough. I love her. Do I like her? Not always, but I do love her.
I think for
Yeah.
me, if we can get neutral, for me, it is more of a an option to, if I cannot be attached to the outcome and just be neutral with it and be at peace with knowing that that's something I can live with and choose to live with. It's not really necessarily affecting me, except I just it just hurts. It just hurts to watch and be it's painful. So anytime I'm with, because you know me, I'm a communicator and I want to be able to communicate and just not cut people off. To me, that I understand the disrespect that sometimes we go through thinking that they're disrespecting us, and so we're also disrespecting ourselves if we keep allowing it. And if it feels that way to us that we're disrespecting ourselves, then we need to act on that perhaps. However, for me, if I can become neutral and be at peace with it and just settle into it and breathe a lot, just let it settle that I'm at peace with the outcome, no matter what happens, and know that I did the best I could. That to me seems like, I don't know, if I can go past the disrespect part.
Right. And it's hard. These are tough decisions and tough choices. And they're not always, it's not always feasible to say, that's it, I'm done, go. Yeah, it would be real nice if we could, but it's not always feasible. So, in lieu of that, it's a must. I mean, it's absolutely essential that you take care of yourself. Absolutely. And
The work for me, and I feel like the work for all of us inside is that inner work, that inner dialogue that we have about it. And like that's what I mean by being neutral. If I can just kind of cringe every time I think about it or see him or whatever, and I can just be at peace, then
yeah.
that way it's not affecting me in an emotional. And I don't have to put up walls, like you said. I can be a bridge, and he can walk across it or not, but
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, it's not gonna affect me if I don't allow it to affect me.
That's it. That's it. And he can only do what he can, what you allow him to do. He can only affect you how you allow him to affect you. So that's really important that we take care of ourselves. And that setting a boundary with ourselves is to take care of us first and foremost. You know, when you get on that airplane and the oxygen mask, they tell you about that oxygen mask, it drops down and you put it on your face first. Because if you put it on the kid next to you, great. That kid's got some oxygen. You're going to die. Now, how are you going to help that kid? You're not. So you put it on your face first. And that's really important. I have to take care of me no matter what, and whatever that takes. And I can tune them out. I can turn them off. And I can remember that what they're doing and what they're saying isn't about me, has nothing to do with me. It's all about them. It's not about me. And that was something that was really difficult because I'm Michael Sue. What do you mean it's not about me? Of course it's about me. Everything is about me. The whole world is about me. No, Michael Sue, it's not. Sorry to say. And that's tough. But unfortunately, that's the realization.
I'm a recovering codependent for sure.
There you go. Yeah. And so take care of you. And if you need some help around that, then give me a call and we'll talk about it and see what we can do. See if there's something that we can work out. So, anybody else before I tell you what's
I'm
coming
being
up
led
with
to
this first? What, Bobby?
I'm being led to inject, I'm being led to inject this little slogan I learned in another training 1,000 years ago. But I was constantly reminded, not good or bad, just notice. And I think it's helpful. You know, Birch was talking about trying to get to neutral. You know, getting to a point where you say not good or bad, just notice is about as neutral as I think you can get. And, you know, I am working on reintegrating that into my life because this is wrong, this is bad. And no, not good or bad, just notice.
Yeah.
Another thing
You know,
that I there'll
always,
be
time for judgment.
sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Were you, I'm sorry, were you finished?
I was going to say there'll be time for judgment and or discernment later, but you know, sometimes it's just notice what's going on.
One of the things that we always say is observe, don't absorb.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you don't have to take that crap on. It's not yours. Let them have it. If you're triggering them, they need to do something about it. They need to do something different. If I'm triggered by something that happened to me years ago, I need to do something different. I had a handyman that worked for me. He made some statements. I didn't like them. I said, "That's it. You're done." And by God, I cut him off. I blocked him from my phone. I deleted him from my phone, and everybody knew. Don't talk to me about him. Don't bring him around here. I don't want anything to do with him. He's done. That's it. I had to protect me, and that was how I protected me.
When you stopped talking with your son, or that was a boundary you were going to set, did he try manipulation or ways to break your boundary?
Oh yeah, every once in a while I get these text messages. Yeah, you weren't there when I was you weren't there when I was getting my divorce. When I needed you when I was getting my divorce. Really? When the hell did you tell me you were getting a divorce? You didn't. End of conversation. So, I mean, he texted that and I texted him back. I didn't have to text anything else. That was it. Done. Couple months will go by and I'll get another text. But I have to be, I really have to pick and choose. What do I answer? And there are times when I just don't even answer. Sorry, pal. I can't. This isn't even, it's not even in my wheelhouse. I can't answer you.
And
So
don't get
I
me started about
choose.
texting, though, Michael Sue. You know about texting. We're doing an essence of communication, right? December 7th here in Atlanta, Marietta. And that whole thing about communication, 7% are words, 38% is tone, and 55% is body language. So if you're just texting, you're only getting 7% of the communication. And there's lots of ways to get misinterpreted.
Oh,
And
yes.
there's no tone, there's no body language. And so anything that's important, that's really important, like a
That, say it.
divorce, not text it. That's my
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Well, his big thing is I'm going to text everything. Okay. I'm going to text you back. I'll have to talk. You want to text? I'm going to text you back. Okay. You're not going to really know what I'm feeling. It's okay. And Burge is right. That's such a big part of communication because you don't get anything. And I can misconstrue. You can text me something and it just means absolutely nothing. And I can take it and I can go to the hills with it and back. Oh my God. This is, and yeah, I can just, yeah, I can awfulize it. I heard that the other night. I can awfulize it. So, and I have to be really careful with that. And I have to remember, I love me. Yes, until recently. Yeah. Until recently, I awfulized stuff all the time. Now, most of the time, I don't care. It's like it's out of my wheelhouse. I don't have time for that. So I pick and choose my battles. Pick and choose my battles. So I hope it's helped. I know
Okay.
I didn't. I know I didn't answer your questions about how to get
No,
rid
no,
of them.
I just want to thank Sue for putting the back-to-back one days. You guys, it's on the chat. It's Essence of Communication, December 7th, and Essence of Leadership, December 8th. They're back-to-back one days. So they're in person. If you can travel and come to Marietta, Atlanta area, it's back-to-back. So you can get two of them for the price of one, kind of thing. So if, and also she put on the chat all the other things that are coming up, but one of the things you can do is essenceofbeing.com/events, and that gives you everything that's happening the rest of the year. But those are our last two experiences in person that we're going to have, and it really will cover boundaries. Will be part of it. You'll be happy to know. And also in our leadership class, boundaries about being a conscious leader. How do you be a conscious leader and not have boundaries? So it feeds right into that. So it's perfect, Michael Sue, that that was your topic. Tonight. And I
Always my topic. Always my topic. And I always lead with boundaries. Even when I'm working with clients that have been abused, most of the time, in fact, I was talking with my VA today and I had to set a boundary with her. We do not talk about the abuse. They are not survivors of abuse. They're just people because not everybody knows that they've been abused, especially if they've not been hit. I don't always know that you're hollering and screaming at me is abuse, or that you calling me stupid or I can't do it without you is abuse. I just saw a series the other couple, about a month ago, I guess 2 months now. Time is really out of my wheelhouse here. But and the girl said he didn't abuse her. He put his fist through the wall. You heard the whiz of the air of his fist going past you as it was going, as his fist was going through the wall. Honey, that's abuse. She had no idea. And so her statement to the social worker was, I'd hate to take a bed away from someone that has been beaten for real. And the social worker said to her, what does fake abuse look like? What does fake domestic violence look like? Coming soon, there will be a course on that. With that, I don't know how I'm going to get that series. I may have to ask Burgess' help for this. She's
Yeah, I'll be happy to. I'll
in that
be happy to. Yeah,
that.
we do a lot of women's circles like that, and men to try to support them. But the thing is, yeah, definitely. Just so everyone knows, again, just to lead into that or to end up with that, Michael Sue, that you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
People know, they think this is normal. This is normal. You mean not everybody goes through this? And so you don't know until you know, right?
Yeah. And
So
when people are
that's,
violating your boundaries,
yeah.
it's abusive.
Yeah.
It's abusive.
So,
And they may not even realize it's abuse. And you may not realize that they're being abusive. So, yeah.
really, really appreciate this experience tonight, Michael Sue. And just to remind everyone, you will be getting an email. Look for your emails so you can get a 30-minute free strategy session or just a 30-minute talk with Michael Sue about anything in depth that you want to talk to her about a little more. And then she'll offer some things for you as well. And you can go to her site as well. I think Sue put it up there, right?
It's
The
the
intimacy.
intimacycenter.com, and that is into me, I see. Okay, we look deep within ourselves when we work together. So it's into me, I see, into the intimacymentor.com. And you can reach me at Dr. Michael Sue, the intimacy at theintimacymentor.com. So, yeah.
Oh, there is. Yeah. So it's all in the chat, everyone. And if you want to download any of that, you click that little three dots, just hover over whatever you want to download. There's a little
Yeah.
three dots next to it, and you can click on that and download anything that's.
And download the chat. And if you want some more about it, just let me know. There's a lot more. I've got some ebooks that are coming, and there's going to be a webinar. There's a group that's coming up soon. It's going to be 2 different days, an hour and a half each time. And it's all about boundaries. And everything is how to be bold with boundaries.
Yay. Let's practice saying no, everybody. You ready? Let's just all say
I mute.
no.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, no,
No.
no. Yeah.
I
Yes, I'm here to listen. There you go, Kevin.
love it. I
There
love
you go.
it.
Thank you for your
Oh,
signs, Kevin.
thank you, Kevin. That's
Thank you for
awesome.
participating.
Thank
Thank
you
you
all
for
for
letting
coming tonight and being on the Power Hour. And I want to just thank Michael Sue. Let's give her a round of applause, I guess, right? That's what we, yay. La, la, la. Not a golf clap. Round. And I appreciate all of you on tonight. And again, join us every Tuesday night for all of our Conscious Leadership Academy calls that we have, which, yeah, we go into experiences pretty deep. If that's something you are wanting to do and be a part of our community, we'd love to have you. And we put that there. Just go to essenceofbeing.com/events, and you can go to essenceofbeing.com/CLA preview. And Sue put that. You're so good, Sue.
Yeah.
She put that there as well. So thank you, Michael Sue, for your insight, your wisdom, your connection, your heart space, your allowing, your stories. And thank you all for joining us tonight on a Power Hour. And our next Power Hour will be in December. It's always the third Wednesday of every month, and I'll be leading that one. I thought I'd end the year with me. Ah! And that is December 18th, and we're going to be doing. I have it right here, just so you have it, just so you know, and you can also register for that again. It is going to be on.
I have to admit, I was a hell of a lot more prepared before I found hope outside with Kristen.
That's no worries, honey. No worries.
Tell you what, that threw me.
Oh, how to find,
Yeah.
basically it's how to find, it's going to be on the same kind of theme about finding peace within chaos. How to find peace within chaos, and it can be through the holidays and through the rest of our lives, and how to be the eye of the hurricane. Yeah. And
Setting
find peace.
boundaries. It
Yeah,
eliminates a lot of
sure.
chaos,
Yeah.
brings you peace. Actually, that was written in here. I think I missed it.
No worries. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight, and be well and happy Thanksgiving. And we give thanks for all of this connection and community and whatever brought you here. I hope we will see you again and again and again.
Thank you,
But
everybody.
thank you. Let's say
Very
goodbye
welcome.
to Michael Sue. Thank you, Michael Sue. Thank you to all
Thank
of
you.
you.
Thank you,
Michael
Michael Sue.
Sue.
You're welcome. You're
Thanks, Michael.
welcome. Thank
Thank
you so much.
you.
Bye, Patrice. I'll see you in the morning,
Bye,
7 a.m.,
Diana.
girlfriend.
Okay, take care. Thank you, everybody.